You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, this is the day that the Lord has made, as we always use it. Come on and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're so glad that you're tuning into the radio broadcast this morning by the way of this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that has been announced. We're so glad you picked this time, this day, this hour, this second to listening to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, amen, Lady Watkins, amen, Dr. Evangelist Benita Watkins, praise God, thank God for you, our church mother, amen, Mother Brown, to all our prophetess, to all of the evangelists, to all the saints of God that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're so excited about what God is doing and what God is getting ready to do for you. Again, this is your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We're so glad you tuned into the radio broadcast. Amen. Way about the way of Cypress audience. We're so glad that you tune into the radio broadcast by the way of the radio. Amen. Hallelujah. That's in your living room. That's in your car. However you're listening to us, we're so grateful to you tuning in today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will give him praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. And we thank him for who he is and what he is going to do. Come go with me into a word of prayer. If you're able to bow your heads, if you're able just to sit there and listen, we'll thank God for you. Come on, let's go to a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for another day. We thank you for another time that you have allowed us to come together around the radio, God, on Cypress audience, God. We thank you for just keeping us in our right mind, waking us up in our right mind, the blood running warm in our veins, to activate our limbs, and starting us on our daily occupation this morning, Father. Those that are at work, Father, those that are taking care of business today, Father, we thank you. Those that may perhaps have the day off, we thank you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do. And Father, we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor right now. Look on the sick and the shut in. Look on those that are going through bereavement hour right now, Father. Touch them right now, Father. Let the weak say I'm strong. The oppressed say I've been set free in the name of Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. Let the sick say I've been healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. And we decree it, and we declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Listen to me. Please, ma'am, please, sir, share this broadcast. Amen. Tell somebody. Call a neighbor. In the words of Pastor Tyson, call a neighbor. Tell a friend. Amen. Tune into the radio broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Amen. Apostle is now on the air with a word of encouragement. Apostle is now on the air with a word just to lift you up. He's now on the air. Tell somebody. Get it out. Amen. Tag, if you're on Cypress audience, tag, invite three people, four people. They invite four people. And I'm telling you, there's a word, amen, that will see you through. No matter what you are in, God will bring you out. Excuse me. God will bring you out. There is no way, hallelujah, that you're in something that God can bring you out of. There's nothing that you're facing today, hallelujah, that God cannot bring you out of. There's no situation, again, that you're facing that God cannot bring you out of it. Praise our God. And you may say, well, he haven't brought me out. But there's no situation you're in that God is not in with you. Amen. And what he's able to do, he's able to keep you through it while you're going through it to bring you out of it. Hallelujah. For he said, I know the thoughts and the plans that what I have that I think towards you to do what? To give you what an expected end. I want you to know it shall come to an end. It will come to an end. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing, it will come to an end. Everything has an end to it. It has a beginning and the end. It never starts in the middle. Come on. It never starts in the middle. It has a beginning and the end. Guess what? The end, hallelujah, it, the end of it. Christopher, it's really your first, it's really the beginning of it. Come on. If you flip it around, it's the beginning of it. He said, because I know the thoughts and the plans that I would think towards you. Okay? He thought it towards us. Guess what? He already know in the end. Hallelujah. So what I need you not to do, I don't need you to faint in the beginning. Because guess what? You're coming to your beginning, which is the end of that thing that you're facing. Oh, that was good right there. That you're facing. Amen. So don't be weary in well-doing, for what in due season you shall what reap if you faint not. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. I want you to know God is with you. I want you to know God is not against you. He's for you. Praise our God. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But you must do what? Hold him to his word. You must tell God thank you. You must give him thanks in everything for what? This is the will of God that what concerns you. Praise our God. He's so good to be good. Amen. And we give him the praise. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. Praise God for what he's going to do and what he has already done. Praise our God. Because we are walking now in the time now. We just believe God for anything. With anything, anytime, anywhere. I believe God. What about you? Amen. We got to believe God. We got to believe him. We got to stand on his word when we can't stand on nothing else. Stand on his word. He said, therefore stand. Hallelujah. Stand therefore in the liberty which God has made us free from, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Praise God. We must not be entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Why? Because he has made us free from it. We don't know how to walk in it. So don't worry. Don't fret. Just believe God, because he's able to do what? To bring you to an expected end. And he's going to take care of you. Now, we want to send out our condolence to the bereaved families, those that have gone through bereavement, and those that were going are going to go through bereavement. We want to send out our condolence to you and you. And we want to send out to the Hare family. Amen. The Montgomery family, we want to send it out to you in the passing of your nephew, Laura, in the passing of your brother and your other brother. We want to send out our condolence to this family and pray that God will see them through. Amen. To Mamp and her family. Amen. We want to send out our condolence to them, that pray that God will see them through this difficult time. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, God is still on the throne. He still can do exactly what he said he's going to do. And we're going to believe God no matter what is going on. We're going to believe God in the midst of what is going on. God is still with us. I want you to know he can do it and he will do it. Praise our God. It's nothing too hard for God. He's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. He's able to bring us out only if we believe. Yes, this is the time now that God is able to bring you through this. Hold your head up high. Don't walk through this feeling alone. Don't walk through this feeling like you're defeated. Don't walk through this feel like you're not coming out. I come to tell you today that you're coming out. I come to tell you today that the God we serve, he is able to do a sin above all we think or ask if we just only trust him. Amen. Allow him to do what he say he's going to do. Can you trust God today? Will you believe God today to bring you out? Will you believe God today, hallelujah, to meet all your needs? Amen. Because he's a God that can do anything, anywhere, anytime. We must not fret. We must believe him and take him at his word. Praise our God. Again, we want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families and those that have gone through the bereavement hour. We want to continue to pray for them. You may know somebody that I don't know is going through bereavement hour. Let's pray for them that God will see them through. Please, ma'am, please, sir. Amen. We want to send our condolences to Mother Mary Bryant that's in Melbourne. To her family, amen. We are looking and praying for them that see that God will see them through this weekend as they go through the transition of Mother Mary Bryant. Praise God that they God will give them strength as they walk through this this difficult time. Good morning to all of you that will be coming on, and I may not be able to see you, or you may hear me, whatever, under the sound of my voice. Good morning to you. We thank God for you. Listen, I know you get ready. Get ready. Get ready for a phenomenal move in the power of God coming to Melbourne. Coming to Melbourne, Florida. Praise our God. It's going to be something there. Amen. Hallelujah. 1500 Florida Avenue. Praise our God. Miracle Revival Deliverance Center. Praise God. With Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. We're going to be there with her. Those of you that's in the area, though Palm Bay, those of you that's in the area around Palm Bay, all down Fort Pierce, Sebastian, all the way down to West Palm Beach, come on, let them know. Coming near to you soon. Amen. The 10th through the 13th, we will be there. Hallelujah. We will be there with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood and the church family a whole week. God is going to move by his power. We are looking to see you. Those of you that's on the side of my voice, you've been saying, Apostle, when are you coming back to Melbourne? You've been saying, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. We wait for you to come to Melbourne. Oh, we can't drive up to Charlottesville, but we can get. I'm coming to Melbourne. Praise God. We'll be right there in Melbourne. Palm Bay and Melbourne is right there. Come on. You go across the street, you're in Palm Bay. You come back across the street, you're in Melbourne. So it's just a skip and a hop. You can walk there. You can run there. You can get on skates. Come on, get on a skateboard. Come on. We're going to look to see you. All sidewalks, all curves lead to what? 1500 Florida Avenue. Come on. Hallelujah. We will be there starting that Monday night. You don't want to miss it. God has a word for you each night. God is going to do something different each night in those services. And I look to see you, you, and you. Come on. Hallelujah. Invite somebody. Tell somebody. Come on. Tell somebody. Tell them to wake up. Come on. It's a revival coming. Tell them to get in a hurry. It's a revival coming. What the revival come to do, it comes to revive the saints and save the sinners. Come on. Hallelujah. So it's a revival coming. It's going to be there again, 1500 Florida Avenue. Come on, I want to see you there. I want to see you there. Come on, I want to see all of you there that can be there and that will be there. I want to see you there in the place. Amen. I believe God is going to do something for you. I believe God is going to do something for you in those services each night. Those of you that will come, those of you that are able to come, amen, hallelujah. So come and be with us. All right, then we're going to be down in West Palm Beach, amen, with Pastor, hallelujah, Shirley Robinson, amen, touch and agree by faith, amen. We're going to be with her, amen. It's that last Friday night in March that's coming up. So I will be announcing it throughout the time that it's we'll be there. Praise our God. Those of you that are in the West Palm Beach area, down close, near down there by West Palm Beach, and you know where Pastor Shirley Robinson is located, I look to see some of you, my preacher friends down there. If you're able to come out, I look to see you, some of the saints. If you're able to come out, God bless you. Pastor Tan, I know you was up here. I didn't get a chance to see you, but I heard you was up here and you give your love towards us. And thank God that you were up here. I want you to know that we love you all and we're going to see y'all down there in the move of God. Amen. On the 28th, the last Friday night in the month of March that's coming in. So I want to see you all there. Tell the saints, amen. Get the word out. And we're looking to see, have a high time on that Friday night. All right. Come on. Praise our God. We will be where? Sunday. Sunday, we will be located at 1219 South Street. Amen. In the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Oh, you don't want to miss this service on Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Those of you that have church, amen, go to your church home. Those of you that don't have a church home and you looking for a place, come and be with us at 1219 South Street. What time, Apostle? I can't wait. What time is it? 11 o'clock service. Come be with us. We look to see you and we would love to have you. Come be with us. Praise our God because God is going to do something in the services on Sunday. We're looking for a high time in God. We're looking for a high time. And now, you don't have to wait to Sunday. Tonight, We will be there tonight. We'll be there tonight. Friday night service. Friday night deliverance service. Come on. People don't have Friday night service no more. Friday night service. We'll be there. Come on. Tonight, starting tonight at 7 o'clock, we will be there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located again in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come be with us. I'm looking to see you, you, and you. All right. Then if you come Friday night and you leave, you come back Sunday. Oh, my God. Two services. The Lord permitted us to be there. Two services. Sunday morning and Sunday evening. We'll be there also. Amen. Hallelujah. Come and be with us in our services. We'll look to see you in the services. We'll look to see you in the move of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless all of you, to all my preacher friends that's been listening and telling me you've been listening and you've been tuning into the radio broadcast. Thank God for you. Amen. God bless you, Bishop Hatcher, Anthony Hatcher. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Apostle Brown, hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Antoine Brown, Lady Rachel, bless you. Thank God for you, all of you down there in the Melbourne and Palm Bay area. Come on, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. Hallelujah. Overseer Kendrick McMillan, my cousin, God bless you. Thank God for you all. We thank God. Tallahassee, amen. Bless your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophet Mayor Edward, Mike Knight, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God. He ran the revival for us. And I'm telling you, it was something. Amen. It was something in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. He was something in the house. The power of the Holy Ghost was felt like rain. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that were there and those of you that came out, you know, hallelujah. So I'm expecting to see some of you in the move of God during these time of our services. If you can and will, we love to see you. We want to send out a birthday shout. Amen. Birthday shout out to all of you that celebrate your birthday. Amen. In the month right here. Amen. Hallelujah. We celebrate you today. We give honor and praise for you today. Again, Sister Wanda, praise God. Happy birthday. Amen. To all the saints of God there at the Power of Faith that's having a birthday. Amen. Happy birthday to you. You and you. We say thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. Again, Overseer Kendrick McMillan, praise God. Bishop, we thank God for you. Amen. I celebrate his birthday. My cousin, we say happy birthday. Shout out to you. Amen. And those of you that are having a birthday, and I don't know, so just in case your birthday is today or it's coming up or it has passed and I didn't know, I'm sending you out a happy birthday shout out. I wish to you. And we celebrate you. Amen. We celebrate you today. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I want to go to the Word of God so that I'll be able to open up the phone lines when it's time for me to open up the phone lines, because I opened up the phone lines and you could do a prayer request. Amen. And we'll pray for you and with you. Amen. If you want to receive Jesus Christ, we offered you a chance to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So I want you to know God is with you. And we was talking on the lines of God will take care of you no matter what stage you're at in your life, no matter what you're going through with. God is able to take care of you. He's able to bring you out. He's able to bring you through any situation, anything you're going through. All you got to do is what? Believe God and trust God. When you out into the deep, praise God, you're trusting God. You're leaning on nothing out there. It's nothing out there, but you got to depend on God. You got to lunch out into the deep. You got to lunch out into the deep things of God because the walls have came down. You got to lunch out into the deep things of God because there's no more hindrance, praise God. You're no more longer on the shadow. You of the other edge of the water. You got to trust God in the midst of the ocean, in the midst of the ocean, in the thing of your life. And we've been talking on the lines of that for a while here, a while back. Praise God. He told them to lunch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. And they let down their net for the drop. And when they picked the net up, the net burst. Hallelujah. And they had so much. Come on here, that they had to call somebody. They had to call in for help. God will take care of you. He will bring you through. He will bring you out. He will open up doors. He will make ways out of no way. He's that kind of God. If you do what? Trust him and obey him and do what? Take him at his word. Praise God. If you trust him, come on, that thing is to trust him. And the thing is to not only just trust him, first of all, obey him and trust him. When he say he's going to do it, he is going to do it. He told us, lean not to what? Our own understanding. He said, in all thy ways do what? Acknowledge me, and how I shall do what? Direct your path. So we got to learn how to what? Trust God in the midst of the circumstance and the situation. We got to learn how to do what? Not to lean to our own understanding. We got to do what? Learn how to do what? Cast our cares upon him, for he what? Careth for you. No matter what you're in, you say, Apostle, I'm going through, and it seems like God is not coming through. I'm going through. I can't see my way through. I can't see my way out. Every time I turn around, there's something going on. I'm just like the clothes. I'm about to lose it. Hold up before you lose it. Hear me up under the sound of my voice. Praise our God. There is a way out. There is a way through this. Come on. You say, well, what is the way? How I'm coming out of this? My backup is against the wall, and the wall is closing in on me, and I don't see my way out. I don't see my way out. I don't hear no way out. It seems like everything is coming up against me. Hold up before you start looking any kind of way. Listen to me. The same God that begun a good work in you is able to complete it. The same God that said, let there be, and there was. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's God, and he changed not. So guess what? Because you're going through it, and you don't see your way out, you got to begin to decree and declare and to speak the word of God over your circumstance, over your situation. Come on. This is what's wrong now. The body of Christ, not just the individual. I'm talking about the body of Christ. We have lost the sound of speaking into the atmosphere. We have lost the sound of using the word of God, the authority of the word of God. Because when we are yet going through, praise God, we try to have the tendency to let fear grip us. Come on. Yes, fear is there, but it's up to you to allow fear and grief to grip you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Now, when you serve a God, we serve a God that can do anything. We serve a God that can open up doors. We serve a God that can heal bodies. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. When we begin to operate in the God kind of faith that we're supposed to walk in and trust God, take him at his word. Come on, lean not to our own understanding, because your understanding is not God's understanding. Your ways is not God's way. He said your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Come on, but we got to trust God in the midst of what we're in. Come on, I want to say it. And people say, well, we don't talk about it no more. That's old now. It's still the same yesterday. We got to go back and take God at his word, because guess what? His word is his bond. Come on. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. Come on, we need to go back and be talked like the patriarchs of the in the Bible. Come on, the Hebrew boys, when they were going through the fiery furnace, before they went in there, before they went there, I wish I had some witnesses out there, before they went in there, they said, listen, O king, we are careful that we don't bow in this matter to worship the golden image. Praise God. But what we have, they say, if God don't deliver us, we know he's able. They had already made up in their mind, come on, if God don't deliver us, we know he's able, and we still not going to bow. Come on. So we got to go back and take that kind of stand. Come on here. Daniel, when Daniel was put into the lion's den, come on here, because he prayed 3 times a day. Come on, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. Daniel knew his God. That the lion wasn't his God. Hallelujah. That lion there was just as a royal lion. Oh, but come on here. But he had the Lion of Judah in there with him. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. You read it. You read it. And the Bible says that Daniel and the lion, Daniel fell asleep, and the lion fell asleep. He should have devoured him. He should have tore him up. But oh, when you trust God in the midst of what you're in, the circumstance, the situation, when you trust God, hallelujah, that's what we talk about today, trusting God, hallelujah. You say, Apostle, you haven't touched nothing yet. I still got time. I just want to ignite your faith. I just want to wake you up. Amen. When you're going through circumstances and situation, you need to tag somebody. You need to share, because somebody needs to hear this. The enemy will come. Yes, he will come, because the words say he comes to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. He will come to bring fear, doubt, and unbelief. Yes, but it's up to you to do what? To accept what he's saying. It's up to you to apply what the enemy is saying to you. But you got the authority and the power in your mouth to decree and declare and to speak to the enemy. Come on here. He told me, I know your thoughts and the plan that I think that I have towards you to do what? To give you an expected end. Praise God. This situation is about to end. It's not going to overthrow you. It's not going to overtake you. It's not going to make you lose your mind. It's not going to make you begin to talk crazy. It's not going to make you begin to walk in fear. It's not going to begin to make you walk in doubt. Oh, I wish I had somebody out here today. Come on here to be a witness. Come on. I want you to know today, on this Friday right here, hallelujah, this Friday right here at 9:25, the God we serve, he is able to do a scene of a ball. We think of acts, but you just got to trust him in the middle of the situation. You just got to trust him in the middle of your fiery furnace. Come on, your fiery furnace may not be like mine. Mine might not be like yours, but one thing we do have it coming, and we believe God. We believe God. If you got the God kind of faith, hallelujah, he'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He'll make a way out of no way. You just got to trust him. He'll open up doors. You just got to believe it. Come on here. He'll make your enemies at peace with you. You just got to believe it. Tell somebody. Come on. Tell somebody. Tell them to wake up. Tell them to wake up. Get on. Get on. Get on. Hallelujah. Get on this broadcast this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is trying to shake your faith. The enemy is trying to shake your faith. He's trying to shake your faith in God. He's trying to tell you that it's not going to work. He's trying to paint a picture, hallelujah, that you're not going to come out. But I come by to your radio station today. I come in your living room. I come in your cars. I come to the radio station today to sound the alarm, hallelujah, to let you know that Jehovah Jireh, your provider, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, hallelujah, he's with you, and he's going to do what? Bring you out. He's going to do what? Set you free. He's going to do what? Keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Can I get a witness in here? Can I get a witness this morning? Hallelujah. That the God we serve, come on here. Hallelujah. We can't look at the circumstances. Oh, it's a fact. Yes, it's there. But we're not looking at it through the eyes of ourselves. But I'm looking through the eyes of victory. I'm looking through the eyes of faith that I am an overcomer. I will overcome. I have overcome. Come on. There's an end to this. Somebody need to type on the screen right there. There's an end to this. And we win in the end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me go to the scripture right quick. Hallelujah. Matthew's, praise our God. I want to go to it and show you right here. Matthew 6 and hallelujah, 30. It says 30. It says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass, hallelujah, oh my God, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which daily is, and tomorrow he is clothed unto the own, shall be, he shall be, hallelujah. Oh, ye a little faith, oh, ye little of faith, God will take care of you. Don't let the enemy, he said, oh, ye little of faith, don't allow the enemy to begin to talk to you. Don't allow the enemy to begin to do what? Bring fear, doubt, hallelujah. Yes, he will try to come. But this is what the scripture said. Wherein if God so clothe the grass, come on, the grass, and we know what the grass is, come on here, of the field, where it today, hallelujah, is, and tomorrow, come on here, he is clothed until over shall he not much more, hallelujah, clothe you. Not much more shall he clothe you, O ye little of faith. Come on. God is going to take care of you. God is going to open up the door. God is going to make a way. You got to trust him. You got to believe him. When you can't see the way, when you don't know the way, come on, you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the God we serve is able to do abundant of Stephen. All we think are acts. Praise our God. Hallelujah to God. And he said, oh, ye little of faith. Oh, ye little of faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Your faith got to be so ignited in God, so So when the enemy, I am too far in the deep. When the enemy come on you like a flood, the Bible said the Lord will look up a stead. When the enemy begin to try to speak into your ear gates, hallelujah, and try to bring something.